All right, well, Sammy Saenz, track and cross country on the track side. What a young lady she has been for your program over the last three and now coming up on 4 years, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Sammy's great. She's been an important part of our distance crew since she was a freshman. And so, you know, she's going to end up this year being a four-year letter winner. So that'll be exciting for her and for us.
No question. She's, I'm sure, gung-ho about a great senior year. You're going to be excited about her because this team coming up has a chance to really have a good year, huh?
They do have a chance to have a good year. And really, honestly, Sammy is a cornerstone of that. If she can stay healthy over the winter and come into the season healthy, you know, sometimes in the spring it just happens that Sammy is someone that works really, really hard off season. And sometimes with the weather and everything that happens, and it's just maybe not in the best of health sometimes when we go into the spring season for lots of our athletes, and hopefully we can keep her healthy and she'll be ready to go because she comes back and she's a two-year qualifier for the state track meet. She's qualified in five events down there. She placed in two of the events, the 2 mile relay over the last couple years. You know, 1 year they got fifth, 1 year they got sixth, and it's really exciting to see them and the potential that they have to really, really get a little bit higher on our top 10 than they already are.
And, of course, she's on your record board as well, and all the different charts, the events in the charts, too, isn't she?
Yeah, everything that she runs for us at a track meet, she's on the top 10 list, which is great because we talk about all the time how hard our top 10 is to get on over the years. And in the 1600, she's fourth. In the 3200, she's fifth. And then that 4x8 relay, she's on two different ones because there was a different mix of girls that ran. So 2 years ago, they ended up being ninth, running a 10.01. And then last year, she was on that, and they're fifth on that all-time chart at 9:51. So, it's exciting to see that she's on those charts and she's going to be able to carry that on and hopefully do some stuff when you get into college that you're not able to do in high school. You know, college athletics is totally different. You can focus on that and not have to worry about much other than obviously your schoolwork, which is why you're there, right? But it allows you to train a little differently and actually succeed in ways that you never really expected maybe yourself that you could succeed.
And no question you think Shadron State's going to be a pretty good fit for her.
Yeah, I think she will really enjoy Shadron State. You know, she's majoring in range management or land management, and so that's a good fit there. You know, I kind of had to laugh because I didn't even realize that her parents are Shadron State alumni, and Coach Shigeru and I are both Shadron State alumni, so it's kind of cool that she's ended up going and being an Eagle there, and of course, I had a couple kids that went there as well. So it's kind of fun to tie those things in.
It's the winter sports season. I know it's just a start, but you're starting to get a little track itch yet, or is it just too cold for that to happen just yet?
It was probably a good thing that the weather changed like it did to cold, because now you don't have that itch to be out. But, you know, when we have those 60-degree days in December, you're like, oh, my gosh, why are we not out practicing for the spring season? Or maybe we should do a flip-flop some years where you have track earlier and then go to basketball when we're so bad in February and March.
You know, February, March will be here soon enough, and you'll be out there on the track, on the brand new track, getting ready for the upcoming spring.
Yeah, our facilities, it's really exciting to see what's happened over the last year for our facilities. Brand new track, new surface. They've just got done pouring concrete for the shot put rings. They've put in a new discus ring. We're working on putting up a building eventually. It may not be done by this year. We're hoping that it is, but it may not be done. That we'll have a new concession in it and new bathrooms and a bunch of storage for both track and tennis down there in the corner. So that'll work out great for everything. So we've invested a lot of money into that facility over the last year, couple years, and it's going to be exciting to see how that all looks and how it all plays into how successful these kids are and happy to be home again. And we get to have a conference here this year, so that'll be exciting for them, Southwest Conference. So that'll be fun. We'll be on our new track.